Blog Talk Radio.
What up, fam?
How are you feeling?
We're back again.
Yes, sir.
I hit the earth like a comet invasion. Stand, stand permanent, shine like Arthur Razor. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be raising, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip hop nation. My launch laser, angel dust. I'm rushing, crush MCs like the 86 Bear Seed. Trap behind the fence, overstand. You can't catch rain because of your mere hesitance. Bridge drop, verbal eye, your eyes bloody. Book has sophisticated, like old Trinidad is playing rugby. My verbal assault is filled with concrete words, and your mere words can never budge me. Unorthodox rhymes, contagion like chicken pox, you can't touch me. Y'all forgot real bad boys moving sounds. Got the machine catching my soul, ATM scanning my iris. My vocals rain for centuries like the soul of the siren. It's the CDC. The mirrors are releasing the virus. I can't tell. Just trying my best to fight my way out of hell. It's my own fucking fault. I'm 1 in 100,000 myself. Trying to repent and still represent and still get bit. And Lord knows my box is still filled with lint. Lord, how am I supposed to be the Lord of the land when the Lord's of my land keep trying to take the Lord out of my hands and fill my heart with such wickedness? For my life, I can't get with this. My life is so intricate, filled with so many holes, makes American cheese twist. This part of game is this. I must have missed this part of the class. I'm trying to affect your brain with an analysis like a cigarette, true bad, keep writing. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Time to get up on your grind, put it in gear. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Introducing Armin Ray G.
I'm solo.
There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge thanks for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Ha Eden Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Heduk Amen fam, you're tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Amin Ray Minute Help. Today's episode is titled Regenerate Out of Hell. There are two quotes for today's show. First quote comes from Book 2 from the Nitir Sesson, verses 2 through 4, and it goes as follows. I thought I saw one of an exceeding great stature and an infinite greatness call me by my name and say to me, what would you hear and see? Or what would you understand to learn and know? Then I say, who are you? I am, quote he, Sesson, the mind of the great Lord, the most mighty and absolute emperor. I know what you wish to have, and I am always present with you. That's the end of that quote. Second quote comes from Book 7 of the Nitir Sesson, verses 34 through 36, and they go as follows. For the rest, O son, hold your peace and praise Amen in silence, and by that means, the mercy of Amen will not cease or be wanting to us. Therefore, rejoice, my son, from now forward, being purged by the powers of Amen to the knowledge of the truth. For the revelation of Amen has come to us, and when that came, all ignorance was cast out. End of that quote. Now, actually, the second quote is the beginning of regeneration. That's why I threw that in there. Because that is actually the most important part of regenerating, is realizing the presence of the great, of the omnipotent creator. When you realize that presence, all else will follow. And I'll read the rest of regeneration in a minute. But I'd just like to reflect back on what's been going on in the news lately, you know, the latest incident, what happened in Charlotte. And that incident just confirmed the show that I made last week. They are trying to put us back into slavery. If we will not accept slavery, we will be exterminated. That is the message with all these police killings for the last few years. That is pretty much the message that they're sending us. That's why I made that show, that there will be no more slavery, because we will not submit, and you will not exterminate us. We will not submit. We will not go back into slavery, and we will not be exterminated. And so I made this show pretty much to get the general public's head into place to what we need to do, and we have to regenerate out of this hell. Now, I know some out there saying regenerate. If you ain't talking about picking up a gun and busting caps, you ain't saying anything, brother. Some of y'all out there may be thinking. And you can pick up a gun and start busting caps and be just like the people that are exterminating us. You can behave just like them, and your fate will end up just like them. You will go away. You will be a thing of the past. I say that to say I know that they know that they are going to become a thing of the past. This is the whole reason behind this thing we call white supremacy. They do this to ensure the survival of their race. Not that anybody was looking to exterminate white people, but if white folks were to mix with anybody else on the planet, they will be a thing of the past. They will be mixed out. That's why they hated the civil rights movement so much, because if so-called black folks and so-called white folks were truly to integrate, so-called white folks would not exist anymore. Through genetics, they would be eliminated. The whole idea behind racism, white supremacy. They fear that they will be extinct off the planet if they mixed in with anybody. That's why they do not want that. And whether you agree or disagree with that is irrelevant at the moment. To me, it is. Because I see the conditions on Earth, and I see they're not good at all. They're not good at all. Well, what does that mean? Souls here have to regenerate. When we begin to regenerate, the things that are will become things of the past, because they will no longer exist when we begin to regenerate. That's why I want to, again, read over the process of regeneration, because we truly are in hell right now. And what I mean by that, I don't mean that, oh, the world is just crazy, oh, it's hell. No, that's not what I mean. I say we are in hell because we are under Hellenistic rules and Hellenistic laws. Hellenistic, well, hell is just a short term for Hellenistic. So when you see that you are in a Hellenistic existence, you will see that you are in hell. That's why I say this is hell. It has nothing to do with creation. There's nothing wrong with creation. It has nothing to do with the world. There's nothing wrong with the world. How the 7 billion souls that are here are perceiving this place and turning it into hell through their false and backwards consciousness. That's what hell is. Hell is the reason why this thing called white supremacy exists. Point blank. That's why it exists, because we are in hell. To me, white supremacy equals hell, and hell is white supremacy. It's one and the same thing. And anyone who promotes this, black or white, or yellow or brown, or whatever crayon color you want to identify with, or whatever nation you want to identify with, if you support this place, you support hell. So you are Hellenistic. Point blank. Don't have to go into a difficult explanation of this. There's nothing difficult about this. But enough about hell. Let's talk about regenerating out of hell. I just read to you the first process is realizing or coming into the knowledge of Amen. And that knowledge will lead you to truth. And that revelation will destroy the torment called ignorance. And that is the first step of regeneration, coming into the knowledge of the One. Now, I heard earlier this morning one of those televangelists. Now, mind you, I don't pay attention to them. I really don't. I did as a child, and, you know, there were some things that happened that caused me to think back on my childhood, and so I was looking at the televangelist today. I'm not going to go into that. But something did come out of that I want to add to this show today. And that is that, talking to black people in particular, that the world that we want to see, so many of us think that it's impossible, that it's never going to happen in our lifetime. And what came off of the message that came this morning from me looking at these televangelists is that there is no such thing as impossible. That's why we must regenerate. We must regenerate to make the impossible possible. Think about whatever you see in your life right now that you think is impossible. And I'm not faulting you for thinking whatever you think is impossible to you. I'm not faulting you for that. I'm just saying that the reason why you think whatever you're thinking is impossible is because this world has been telling you that it's impossible. Because the world was set up to make us think what we dream of is actually impossible. It's not realistic. When in fact, it is very possible and very realistic. You just have to see it in your mind. And then you would make it come to life. You would manifest it. And that is what this regeneration that I speak about is basically about. You regenerate your mind, your consciousness. You regenerate your soul so that you will see that whatever you thought was impossible yesterday, it's very possible today once you regenerate. It's impossible to you because you keep degenerating. We keep degenerating. That's why we think so many things are impossible when actually it's not. There's nothing impossible to us as souls. When we regenerate and come back into our own and we know that we are all mortal amens. And some people go, well, what does that mean? Well, you think of Amen, the creator of the universe. And please don't get this confused that, oh, I don't use Amen. That's not the name of my creator. Please stop it. Whatever the name of your creator, you just put your name your name for the Creator in the place of Amen. But I'm a monarch. I use the word Amen. I use the name Amen. Anyway, when you begin to regenerate, whatever you thought was impossible yesterday, when you begin to regenerate, and you will see that it's very possible. You just have to know it and create it for yourself. That's what regeneration does. It's very powerful. I know that there's a lot of people that say, call on your ancestors. And I say, no, don't call on your ancestors. Tell your ancestors to get out of here. Resurrect. Get up out of here. Resurrect. Resurrect back to your immortal selves, all your ancestors. Don't stay down here, because if you stay down here, all you want to do is get into a body. You become a poltergeist. You become a ghost. Or you stay down here long enough, you diminish into a demon. Completely out of your nature. And you still want to get into a body as a demon. Do as souls. We want to get into a body when we're in this three-dimensional existence. That is the whole purpose of regenerating. So once we regenerate, when we get out of these bodies, we can resurrect out of here. But you can't resurrect out of here if you never regenerated when you was in a body. That is the whole importance of regeneration. I'm not just running my mouth talking about fanciful things or trying to escape reality. This is the reality of our existence, is that we are here right now to regenerate, right now, and become immortal again. It's the whole purpose of life. That's why when you hear these phonies talk about, I want to stay young forever, they follow demons. That's why they're trying to influence you to stay young forever. Because if you want to stay young forever, you will be addicted to your body forever, senses. And the senses do deceive you, the soul. These mortal senses, the see, smell, touch, taste, hear. These senses deceive the soul. These are the illusions of this world. It's what keeps us bounded to this world. When we fall for these illusions and we keep believing in these illusions, when we think the only thing that is what we sense through these senses, these mortal senses. That's why the demons have been so successful in telling us that money and fame is the greatest things you can achieve in this lifetime. And we basically see those with money and fame as doing very well. You know, many material possessions, etc. We see this as, some victory to be famous, to be successful. But I can tell you, I look at all the people that look like me that are famous and successful, they're still slaves. I don't want to be a slave anymore. I'm tired of slavery. My ancestors went through it, and we're still going through it. We're still going through it now because we have been tricked. We have been miseducated, I should say. Slavery is. Most of us, when we think of slavery, we think of plantations with chains. That's just the physical aspects of slavery. The real meat of slavery is when someone has control of your mind. They tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, how to think, how to react. That's when you're a slave, when someone controls those things, When someone controls your mind, you are a slave. See, and I guess it was 1863 when they said they freed the slaves. They just changed the concept of slavery around. They took you off the sugar, rice, and cotton fields and put you in the corporate office. But you're still a slave. You must punch in. And when you punch in, they own everything you do on their time. They control you on their time. And they say, well, when you punch out, that you're on your own time. That's not true. Because you still do as the slaves are instructed to do via the television and the radio. You know, you look for these pastimes that they call entertainment to entertain you, to get into you and control your mind, to control your thinking. So you're still under the slavery if you're chasing entertainment when you get off these jobs. And some people go, oh, I don't want to hear that, man. I get paid well for what I do. Slaves don't get paid at all. Because we have been miseducated on what slavery is. Most of us don't even know that to be in debt means to literally be in slavery. And most of us have so much debt that we have to work. This is what I'm trying to say to you. We're still in slavery. Slavery has never left. It just changed. That the people couldn't see what it was before. Well, they got a misconception of what it was before. So now, what they're doing now, they don't see it as slavery, but it still is. I know at the beginning of the Nitir Sesson, it says that in the heavens is freedom, but down here on earth is nothing but slavery. And I used to wonder about that, like, what was it talking about? When I begin to realize what slavery is, it became very clear that that statement was so profound. That statement was full of truth. Down here on earth is nothing but slavery. Because the oligarchs change the rules of slavery doesn't mean that slavery disappeared. Well, the slaves don't think they're slaves, then, you know, they say better for us. Because, hey, we don't think we're slaves, but we are still slaves. Don't just believe what I say. See it for yourself. That's why I had to begin to walk through time, which is just a metaphor of studying history, thinking that whatever's in front of me, if I'm not with it, you know, then, you know, I'm not with it. I'm just out of it. That's what we're taught as children, and we grow up thinking that. We're constantly chasing trends. You know, today's trends are unfortunately being, you know, the trends that are being fed is be a homosexual. And now you see so many people wanting to be homosexuals just because it's trendy. You know, to themselves feel better. Oh, I was born like this. Whatever the hell are you talking about? And you can't see that behaving out of your nature is not for your benefit. It's for your destruction. Because that's exactly why homosexuality has been put out into the populace. To call down the population. What does that mean? They want to kill off a third, more than a third, I think, two-thirds of the population. They want to kill us off. Because they feel that when they put it down to a third of what it is now, that would be more manageable for them. For them. So they invent lies that there's not enough food. Well, there's not enough food because the demons have been running around the world killing crops trying to disrupt nature. There's always been enough food here. Don't fall for that. It's just the demons that are poisoning the food sources. They're poisoning the food. They're poisoning the earth. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air. Pay for it. Believe it or not, you are part of delivering that payment. You are part of delivering that retribution. You know, they give you this false information that some god up in the heavens will one day come down and save us, when you didn't realize that that God that they're talking about is right in you right now. It's what I refer to as the Sesson, the intelligent universal mind. It's in you and I right now, waiting to be activated. We have to activate it. But we can't activate Sesson if we don't regenerate. That's why I always talk about regeneration. Well, this is the only way out of this hell. We have to regenerate. There's no other way out of this. They lie to you in their religions. I told you the devil became an angel of light. So they lie to you and tell you that someone is going to drop out of the sky and save you. Hey, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you'd like to hear the rest of the show, please dial in the 424-222-5376. If you're on the phone and you would like to hear the rest of the show, please dial into 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first I'm in, secondly the world, thirdly man. Hotep, for those on the phone and listening on playback, I will continue. So now, I know what I just said was a little harsh to some people, because I know your religion teaches you that somebody is going to come and save you and I. Well, you're probably saying, oh, not you, because you're a heathen. And, you know, I can argue with you and go, no, you are the heathen, really. In this Hellenistic world, you have become the heathen. You have become the damaged goods. You are the one that is the compromised soul, because you don't believe in yourself, and you don't know who you are and what you're supposed to do. You are the one that keep cutting your powers off, listening to these liars and these priests of the demons, telling you that they're for the creator of the universe. They're for the light of the world. They're lying to you. Most of them, after they get off their televangelistic shows, they go into their little altar rooms and they pray to their demons and say, we was just mocking. And the demon go, yeah, I know. Because I taught you that mockery. These people are not for you, or for the demons. Some of us will never see it until we regenerate and get out of this hell. We can bring ourselves out of this hell. And you go, oh, you blasphemy. You saying that there's no creator? No, I'm not. I'm not even saying that you are the creator, but you possess the power of the creator. The only way for you to reactivate it is to regenerate and know who you are. Take responsibility for yourself. And when we start taking responsibility for ourselves, then we will begin to know the creator of the universe. Then the creator will activate in us the powers that the creator already put in us, not something that's going to be given to us in a later at a later time. It's already there. Been deceived that we don't have it and that we're not worth anything. And so we pray to their imaginary God to come out of the sky and deliver us from the hell that they have caused us. This is the whole purpose of regeneration, for you to realize this. I can't tell you this. You have to realize this for yourself. You have to know this for yourself. You have to know how powerful you are yourself. It's not something that I can just explain it to you. Regeneration. I know I said I was going to do it at the top of the show. And for those that missed the live, that I didn't say it in the live feed, I apologize. But let me go into it right now. For the rest, O son, hold your peace and praise Amen in silence. And by that means, the mercy of Amen will not cease or be wanting to us. Therefore, rejoice, my son, from now forward, being purged by the powers of Amen to the knowledge of the truth. For the revelation of Amen has come to us, and when that came, all ignorance was cast out. First part of regeneration, coming into the knowledge of the truth. Second part, the knowledge of joy has come to us. And when that comes, sorrow will fly away to them that are capable of it. You come to the knowledge of the truth and it brings joy to you. This is regeneration. I call to joy. The power of temperance, a power whose virtue is most sweet. Let us take her to ourselves, O son, most willingly, for at her coming has she put away intemperance. Let me just say, when I'm reading son, it's the conversation is between Tehuti and his son Imhotep. Tehuti is talking to his son Imhotep, and so when you hear me say stuff like, O son, or my son, is Tehuti talking to his son, Imhotep. Let me continue. The knowledge of joy has come to us, and when that comes, sorrow will fly away to them that are capable of it. I call to joy the power of temperance, a power whose virtue is most sweet. Let us take her to ourselves, O son, most willingly, for at her coming has she put away intemperance. Now I call forth continence, the power which is over concupiscence. This, O son, is the stable and firm foundation of justice. For see how, without labor, she has chased away injustice, and we are justified, O son, when injustice is away. So you come into the knowledge of the truth. That brings you joy. With that joy, you learn to be temperance, which just means you have control of yourself. You have self-control. You don't lust after things just because they look good. You don't eat everything because they look good or they smell good. You don't want everything because your senses are jumping crazy and you just want them because your senses say, go get it. This is what temperance is. Actually, we learn this as we age. Why do you think, well, I can't use that as example. I was about to say, why do you think old people don't run around trying to have sex all the time? Nowadays, you know, you take a pill and, you know, rises your libido up and you want to go out and have sex. Because people want to be forever young. And they don't see that the diminution of the body is actually a help to us. The deterioration of the body is a help to us. It's not a curse. It's actually a help to us. Because when our senses begin deteriorating, our souls grow stronger. And we realize that these senses have actually been fooling us and leading us astray because of aging. It's why the Creator put us down here to age. to help us. Stop being fooled by these senses. This is part of regeneration. Let me continue. This virtue which comes into us, I call communion, which is against covetousness. And when that covetousness is gone, I call truth. And when she comes, error and deceit vanishes. See, O Son, how the good is fulfilled by the access of truth. And by this means, envy is gone from us. For truth is accompanied with the good together, also with life and light. And there came no more torments of darkness, but being overcome, they all fled away suddenly and tumultuously. You have understood, O Son, the manner of regeneration. For the coming of these ten, the intellectual generation is perfected, and then it drives away the 12. It's talking about the 12 torments. And we have seen it in the generation itself. Whoever therefore has of mercy of this generation, which is according to our men, he leaving all bodily senses, knows himself to consist of divine things, and rejoice, being made by our men stable and immutable. And I'll stop right there. Those ten virtues, knowledge. Knowledge leads to joy. Joy leads to temperance. Temperance leads to continence. Continence leads to justice. Justice leads to communion. Communion leads to truth. When you get to the truth, I miss one. I was going to say, when you get to truth, you come into the life and light. But I'm short one. Truth brings you to the good, what also leads you to life and light. There it is. And those are the ten virtues of regeneration. Why we have the long, well, that's why we are supposed to lead long lives. So in a timely manner, we will come in to all these virtues. And at the end of our life, I remember about 16 years ago, well, it was more like 17 years ago, that I seen my grandmother for the last time alive. And she was sitting at my mom's kitchen table, and we was just talking. And I just remembered while we was talking, sometimes when she would call me on the phone, she would be saying, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. And I would say, don't say that. And she would say, Reggie, I won't be here forever. You're going to have to start letting me go. You know, she felt that the time was coming, and she was trying to prepare me. I just remember the last time I spoke to her, and that's when she met my children. You know, I felt that that was the blessing, that she got to see my children. You know, she got to see all my children. That was a blessing to me. You know, for her seeing my children, it was to say to her that your seed will continue on. That this is the fruits of your labor. That you will continue on. Through your great-grandchildren. my dad, he was down here a month ago, and he seen my two little guys, and he was saying that, wow, this is really a blessing to see my fourth generation. And I said, indeed it is. Because you get to see the fruit of your labor, that all the struggles you went through, all the heartbreak, all the difficulty, as Natir Sessin calls it, torment. So all the torments you went through, that it was a purpose to it. You know, some of us, you know, because we're under the impression of these false religions, that we think the Creator's actually cursing us and sitting up in some chair high up in the sky laughing at us. That's what some of us think, not realizing that they're actually teaching you about the devil. Yeah, the devil is sitting somewhere very low laughing at us about all the torments that we go through. Saying, I'm making your life a pure hell. I have brung hell up to earth because y'all all are in my Hellenistic world right now. And my Hellenistic disciples are keeping my hell going for me. And I trick them to believe that money means something. And so the more I pay them to keep this Hellenistic world going, the happier they are and the happier I am. This is Satan. Satan is the creator of this Hellenistic world. The Hellenistic people worship Satan. And then when they came amongst us, the so-called black peoples of the world, that's when they made Satan an angel of light. And they have you worshiping Satan every day. I'm aware most of you don't know it.